Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't find nothing on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Say, kids, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
We should be in the moment, but also it's good to have something to look forward to.
Oh, that's true.
In Jason Duda.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that anything's wrong or anything like that. It's just that you're looking forward to something.
Lesson 1, lose the goatee. Lesson 2, get a suit.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's showtime, baby! You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable!
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. Bob decided to abandon us today for really no reason at all, almost no notice. So, Jason Duda steps in, sits in, dials in, it looks like is what he's doing right now, and he's in the chair two down to my right. Jason Duda, decked out in all gray. What's the sour mood about today?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You got a gray hat, gray shirt, gray shorts.
Didn't even notice.
And gray shoes.
Didn't even notice.
How does that happen?
How do you notice that stuff? That's the weird part. I don't know.
Why wouldn't anyone notice that?
How do you notice that?
I have
that
eyeballs. I think that's probably.
I don't notice anytime what anybody's wearing.
Well, I can't account for what you notice.
What's the point?
You're asking how I notice something, and it's. Have you ever observed anything?
Like what?
Have you just sat and observed something?
Sporting events, like, if I'm at a game
or
something.
That's not observing.
Oh.
That's watching.
Okay.
I'm talking about really observing something, like taking mental note of it, trying to explain maybe what's happening in your own brain, trying to maybe figure out the next move that somebody's going to make, maybe, you know, just being an active participant in your own life. Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So this show's off to a rousing start. You look
fantastic.
You look angry. I don't know why. Is everything okay?
Everything's fine.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Happy to be here.
What should I do next?
Whatever. You're the captain.
You can help. What would you do? And I know it's happened before. What would you do if you were in this chair? Just tell me what you would do. What would you? I'm not asking you for topics like my dad does. Well, I don't have anything to talk about, so give me a topic. I'm asking, what would you start with? How would you open the show? What would you talk about? How would you engage people? How would you engage a hypothetical co-host? Just what would your moves be over here?
I don't know.
You've done it before, haven't you?
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, a few times.
7 years ago?
I don't know.
There's a reason we haven't asked you to do it again.
And you're probably smart to do that.
Yeah, I'm lashing out at you. I lashed out at Bob yesterday. I knew he probably didn't want to do another show with me today.
Why? What happened last yesterday?
Shut up.
Whoa, you tell him that?
I should have.
Well, what did happen on the show where you guys lashed out?
You know what happened on the show. You know exactly why I was lashing out.
I did not listen to the show.
But you know why I was lashing out. You
know because Cleveland lost?
Why I'm upset.
And they lost last night.
Yeah. And did you watch any of that game?
I listened to it on my way back from Hutch. Sounds like they just, as usual, can't score. Runners in scoring position, can't get a hit.
Yeah.
Throw in David Fry. I don't understand that in the fourth inning.
What's to understand? Bo Naylor doesn't have a hit in the postseason. You have to give yourself a chance to win.
And a first pitch pop-up doesn't help.
Yeah, he took a good swing at it. I was upset, too, because you know how I follow the game on my phone first before I watch it because it's like three or four pitches ahead.
Yes,
so the previous guy, Jimenez, I think it was, walked on four pitches. And then you see that David Fry swings at the first pitch and pops it up to third. And I'm like, what on earth? And I wanted to be upset after it happened, but he took a good swing. He got a fastball. It wasn't the best pitch. It was a good pitch. But it was a pitch I felt like he could handle. In other circumstances, he popped up. And then Rocchio struck out. And then he had the bases loaded with no out. You got two, but you didn't get a hit in either of those run-scoring situations. You got a sack fly and a ground out. And then he hit a home run in the ninth that was meaningless. And I keep reading how the Guardians are overmatched, and it's such an easy path for the Yankees, and I just don't feel that way. The Guardians haven't gotten it done yet, but that doesn't mean they won't, and it certainly doesn't mean the Yankees are, like, just far better. Am I crazy? Am I wrong to feel that way? The Yankees are good, but they're not unbeatable, especially by the Guardians.
Really?
Your thoughts?
Well, doesn't look like it so far. They've given up four unearned runs in two games.
That's not all on the pitching. Bybee did not come out sharp last night, but it didn't help that Rocchio, who's been one of your best hitters and was a great defender throughout the season, nominated for a gold glove, which he might end up winning. I think Bobby Witt probably does. But, you know, he drops a ball in the first, and it's just kind of downhill. This thing's snowball. And too many pitches in the middle of the plate, too many not strikes, non-competitive pitches, and then you have to go to the bullpen in the second inning. That's what happened. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Cleveland's in trouble. They've had to use a ton of bullpen guys already. They're going into game three. If they last, they're going to have to pitch just a ton in games to get to six and seven. I see they're in trouble.
I don't think they're in trouble.
They're down 2-0.
They're not in trouble what pitchers you think there are available. Everybody's available. There are, at most, you know, five games left in this series. You got to win four of them. You got to win four out of five.
Yeah.
That sounds daunting, but you can win three in Cleveland. I don't think it's completely out of the question that they win three in Cleveland, maybe go back to Bybee in game five, maybe get something from Gavin Williams in the bullpen in game four, Matthew Boyd tomorrow. It's not out of the question. And I don't think I'm speaking unreasonably. If I watch these games and I'm like, damn, we just can't match up with these guys. There's no hope. I would say that, I think. I think I would say that. But I don't feel that way. I don't feel like they're just bludgeoning us. They started the games hot, got some hits early. Okay, great. Guardians can do that too. You don't think we can beat Clark Schmidt?
Anybody can do that, but the Guardians struggle at doing it against anybody. That's the problem.
No, I think it'll be okay. And here's why. As the series goes along, you get to know the pitchers more, right? And that could work out to the Yankees' advantage also.
Well, yeah, because they've already seen them all.
They will have seen the pitchers also. But I'm not really that scared of Clay Holmes, Tim Hill, Tommy Canley. Luke Weaver's very good, but we got a home run off of him last night. Once you see these guys three or four times in a 5 or 6 day period, you should know everything about them. And I think some of those non-hits will turn into hits, maybe extra base hits. We have not started off the series well, but I do not believe in any sense that the series is over.
Well, it's not over. I know it's not over.
You know what I'm saying. It's not, obviously, it's not over. It hasn't been decided yet. It's a series that continues. But I'm just not saying, no hope. Just don't feel that way. Should I?
No, well, of course not. And you're a fan of Cleveland, so you should.
But should I? Would a realistic fan feel like, man, this is it?
No, not right now. If they lose tomorrow, then yes.
That's going to be bad.
So, obviously, you got to hope for tomorrow.
What if the season ends while I'm at the Sphere?
Oh, it's going to ruin your weekend.
Will it?
I don't know. Will it?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel.
Going to be able to even watch these games. How's that going to go?
That's going to be the oddest feeling on earth. I'll watch. We rented a cargo van.
What?
That's all Enterprise had left. And they're like the only rental car company, especially when I'm going out of town. That's the only one I trust, right, is Enterprise.
Okay.
So they are not a sponsor. So we went to Enterprise, the closest one to the airport, because when you rent from the airport, it costs more. So we got like a mile or two down the road from the airport. All they had left was a small cargo van.
So you're going to be cruising around in a small cargo van.
Cargo vans don't have windows in, right?
I don't know.
Do they have windows out?
Windows out.
Like the cover, they're all covered up, obviously, right? You got the white covering, the white cargo van with the windows covered. You can't see in. Can you see out? Because that's a problem if you can't. How are you supposed to check on your blind spot?
There is, some have windows, some don't. Depends what kind of one you get.
They don't have windows in.
What do you mean windows in?
Like you can't see in. But they have windows, but you can't see in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But can you see out?
Of course you can see out.
869-1240. How? They're covered up.
It's the way they're made. Well, you can see out if it's like this one I'm looking at.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at a van and it's got a big long window down the side.
Well, mine does have that, but it also is covered up. A Ford Transit. You've seen cargo vans.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Where their window is covered. So how do you access your blind spot?
I need someone
to answer that question for
me. I don't know. And if you're driving down the strip, you need something to look out. Let me tell you.
There's someone out there driving a cargo van right now. 869-1240. It would help us out a lot if you told us about the experience of driving a cargo van. Hopefully, when we get to Enterprise Rent-A-Car tomorrow around noon-ish, they will have a different car for us. But we had to take the best deal, man.
I guess. If you got lots of luggage, it's a good
good
choice on vehicles.
I mean, I'm putting it together.
It'd be fantastic.
I don't have
any luggage.
If you
decide to buy a bunch of stuff, you can just toss it in the back.
Right? That was
the
plan.
That's great thinking.
Take home our leftovers from dinner tomorrow night?
Yeah, just toss it in the 17th row.
There's got to be a refrigerator back there
somewhere.
I would
think so. Look at the size of these things.
They're humongous.
I wonder if there's a stove. Maybe you should just live in that while you're out there.
It's not a bad idea.
I know.
Because you can't see in with those windows.
So it's safe.
It's kind of perfect.
I think maybe you've changed things.
Kind of pointless getting a hotel when you can sleep in your van.
Exactly.
Man.
You should talk to the wife about that. What a great experience that would be.
It'd be fine.
I think it would be for an anniversary. I mean, we went and stayed in a cargo van in Vegas.
Exactly.
Like, you have that story for the rest of your life. I want you to do it now because I want to talk about this years and years.
We've already laid down the deposit for the hotel. I don't know when it's too late to back out because we do check in tomorrow.
See, they're usually 24 or 48 hours. So you're out of luck. Maybe just go pay for one night and stay in the van. Do one night at a hotel, then stay in the van the next night. And then for the third night, pick which one you like and enjoyed more.
Well, we're checking in the cargo van on Saturday night after the concert.
Oh.
We got an early flight Sunday.
Okay. You're flying Southwest?
6:15, I think.
Straight shot?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's got to be them.
Well, it could be like Allegiant, right?
I don't know.
Doesn't Allegiant do that?
There are only certain days, though.
Yeah, it doesn't even say. My wife sent me the itinerary. I don't even know. But I'm sure it's Southwest. That seems most likely.
That seems most likely to me because they go straight out.
You ready to set up the show today?
Yeah, let me see what's going on.
This is a good show.
Is it?
I don't know. Well, I hope for it to be.
Well, let's see.
At 2:25, Russ Wells, the head coach for the football team at Wichita South High School. Did you know, Jason, when Wichita South and Wichita Northwest take the field tomorrow, the winner of that game will basically be City League champion?
Already?
Can you believe that?
How is that possible?
Well, they're both 4-0
okay.
In the City League. South has a game against West next week, and let's be honest, you should win that game. This is Northwest's last game in the City League. They play Eisenhower next week. I don't know how they get to play fewer City League games. I don't know what that – another question for the masses, maybe.
Uh-huh.
No one knows anything about cargo vans, clearly.
Nobody.
Does anyone know why City League schedule is as unbalanced as it is? That's another question.
Good question.
But if South Beach Northwest, they're 5-0, everyone else has at least one loss in the City League. And then when they go beat West next week, they win the City League.
Well, that makes sense.
Can they beat Northwest?
Well, we didn't think that Mays would beat Mays South last week.
We did not. And they hammered
them. We basically dismissed that game.
Well, very much so. Didn't even make the Friday Five.
No, which is unbelievable.
Now the question is, does Mays South Derby make the Friday Five? You can't really, in good faith, put that game in the Friday Five. It was going to be a game between two unbeatens. A game that Derby would have been heavily favored.
Yes.
But Mays South has not been in the Friday Five yet. And I looked at the games last week about this week and said, well, you put Mays South in. We haven't done them yet. We'll put them in when they play Derby. That'll be a game between undefeateds. Now that game has lost a lot of luster. Does it even make the Friday Five?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, you do the Friday Five, don't you?
I do.
Well, that's your call.
It is my call. But it doesn't mean that I don't take
Well, what other games
advice
would you put in instead?
Man, I wish I had brought that in. There's some good games this week. We got Moundridge Sedgwick is one we're looking at. Obviously, Northwest South for the City League Championship of the World will be on there. I don't remember all the games. I think Mays, do they have a kind of a – they play Valley Center, which isn't a great game, but that's in consideration just because I want to talk about Mays now.
Yes, I understand that.
And what they've done the last couple of weeks, especially last week, beating Mays South.
Very true.
So that'd be a good chance to get Mays in the Friday Five.
There you go.
It's a lot to think about.
Ah, man, you got it. It's tough.
It is tough. Collegiate Andale, that's another kind of Mays South situation. Collegiate got blitzed by Cheney. Now do we need to reward them and put them in the Friday Five against Andale?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. It's tough.
Man.
It's tough. At 2:45, Mike Furches is in to talk pop culture. He'll be in studio.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
He said he's bringing me,
What? He's bringing you what?
He has something to bring me. Those were his exact words.
I wonder if it's something to do with the Eagles.
You think it's the barbecue pizza?
It's only on Thursdays, remember?
Is it not Thursday?
It's Wednesday.
Feels Friday-ish to me.
I wish it was Friday-ish. It's not.
It is kind of for me. I'm going out of town tomorrow.
Well, so are we, kind of. So, yeah, everyone's leaving.
Where are you going? You're going to Kansas City.
Avery's got state, so.
That's a big deal.
It is. So, I think Dee's going up tomorrow night. I'm going to go up Friday morning.
Have we seen her draw yet?
No, I don't. I think it's supposed to come out today. I'm not sure. I'll go try to find it.
She'll be in the singles. Did she play much doubles this year?
No. She hasn't played doubles her whole high school career.
I thought a lot of people played singles and doubles.
That's in middle school.
Okay.
You play a game of singles, a game of doubles. But when you get to high school, you usually pick one.
Really?
And that's
so
where
all the doubles teams are exclusively doubles?
Yeah, the doubles team that's going just played doubles. They played doubles together for, I think all 4 years. Danica and Maddie.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Danica and Maddie going to state.
Going to state. They won their regionals in the doubles bracket there. So they'll be, I'll be curious to see. I think the worst that those two can get seeded is 12th because they won their regional. It's really goofy.
How many teams are?
24.
Yeah, it's
six out of the four regions. But
there's only 24. Okay, so some teams don't go. It's not everybody.
No, that's why you had to go. You got to go to your regionals and you got to qualify.
Right.
So you got to finish. And there's usually eight teams in each regional, two girls and two doubles teams. So you got 16 teams at the regionals.
Okay.
And then the top six go.
That's a lot.
It is.
And you got to finish, I heard you say, in the top 12.
I think it's top 12
to get a medal.
I believe that's what it is.
And that's what we're looking to do.
That's what we're looking to do.
At Mays.
That's what we're looking to do.
That'd be a nice accomplishment.
It'd be great if
to send Avery off. Does she plan on playing like club tennis at K-State or intramurals or anything?
Well, we've talked about it. She might. She'll bring her stuff. I guess she'll probably just try to figure out how the year is going and getting school figured out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it'd be good for her to pick up at least go once a week just to get out and do something.
It'd be nice.
I would think so.
Want to stay active when you're in college. And at 3:25, Thunder forward Jay Dickman. The Thunder begin their season Friday at home against the Kansas City Mavericks.
What day?
Friday.
I won't be here.
The 18th. I will not be here either. Do you want to play a game today? Do you
have one?
No.
Well, I don't have one.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, we could. One of us could figure it out.
You're not going to be here Friday. I'm not going to be here the rest of the week. I thought maybe you'd throw something together. But if you don't, I got plenty to talk about.
Well, perfect. Why don't we just play it by ear?
I ran into a couple things just preparing for the show that
really
annoyed me. And we might get to talk about those.
What's that?
Well, the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame announced its 2025 class.
Okay.
Today, no men's basketball players again.
None.
And ESPN put out its top 50 NBA players, which I don't have any problem with, except then they make stories about was this a good list? Well, I don't. You made it.
True.
Don't ask me.
No, why would they ask you?
Was LeBron too low? I don't know. You made the list.
Whoa. Calm down.
If I want to talk about who's too low, I'll make my own list.
You will.
How am I going to say somebody's too low on the list that you made and that you're now asking me about?
Man, that's confusing.
It is confusing. Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
We will come back. We will talk to Russ Wells, head football coach at Wichita South, the Titans, going into their biggest game probably in a long time, I would have to guess. With the City League Championship on the line. We'll talk with the Titans coach when we come back. Jason Dude is here. Max Power takes us to break as our producer and engineer. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5.
Let's go to the IHOP hotline and talk to Russ Wells. He's the head football coach at Wichita South. Wichita South 4-0 in the City League. They play fellow undefeated in the City League Northwest on Friday in a game that might decide the City League championship. Russ, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on the season so far. You have South at 4-0 in the City League for the first time since 2015. I really was hoping it was like 1971 or something, so the story would be even better. But it is a great story. You guys are on the precipice now of a City League championship. What have been your overall impressions on this team and the year that you've had so far?
These guys have just been incredibly resilient. It's something that we've talked with them about all season long, you know, that we're going to, every game, every week, every season is going to have its share of adversity. And we just have to battle back from that, whatever it's going to be. And these guys have done that week to week, really better than just about any team that I've coached in a long, long time.
Coach, give us some of the players. Give us some guys that have really stepped up for you this year, offensively and defensively, maybe some that you expected, and maybe some surprises.
Sure. Rayshon Johnson, he's played pretty much everything for us. He started off the year as playing wide receiver, and then we had a quarterback package for him. He plays free safety. He's returned three kickoffs for touchdowns this year, and then he's really settled into our quarterback spot these last several weeks, getting the lion's share of the reps there. And he's our second leading rusher on the team and fastest kid on the team, super explosive. And then Jaden Kirk McGowan is our tailback, and he's just a load to bring down. I mean, he's 215 pounds, super strong in the weight room, and just runs with a lot of power, and is our leading rusher, 10 touchdowns on the year. I'm closing in on 1,000 yards, and that's with a game missed due to injury. On the defensive side, Jamarcus Webster has been our defensive leader for 3 years now, leading us in tackles, getting us lined up on the defensive side of the ball, getting turnovers for us, and just being our leader there. And then Antonio Carrion's another one that has been just a great surprise for us, kind of moving him around defensive line, linebacker. And he's right up there in tackles for us too, tackles for loss and sacks.
Talking with Russ Wells, the football coach at Wichita South. Wichita South 4-0 in the City League, got a game at Northwest on Friday. So I think a lot of people kind of started to take notice of your program once you beat Bishop Carroll a few weeks ago. Not quite 1971, but the last time that had happened was 1992. So what did that win signify for you and what this team's potential is overall?
It kind of got back to the adversity issue. You know, we had taken the lead early in that game, and then they came back and scored right before half. And so we went in down 7-6 at halftime. And we talked about, you know, needing to come out and make plays, and not everything was going to go our way in the second half, and that we just needed to strengthen some things together. We needed some guys to step up at different spots, and it happened. And you know, we got some big rushes on offense. We got some turnovers. We got some stops on defense, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and the guys really started believing, and then that helped us a lot going into last week's win against Heights, because we were in pretty much the same situation at half, but tied 7-7 at half.
Well, Coach, obviously you got Northwest this Friday. Pretty big game for you coming up here. Can basically salt away the City League. Obviously, you got another game after that, but give us a little rundown of what you're expecting on Friday night.
Well, I mean, they're Northwest again is the standard. I mean, you usually watch film and you hope to, you know, see something you can exploit. You hope to see some weaknesses, and Northwest just never seems to have any. You know, they're great at running the football. They're physical on defense. They've got athletes all over the field and size and speed, and it's going to be our biggest challenge so far this season, no doubt. And they're extremely well coached, and so together that's a pretty formidable combination.
Yeah. So how do you get your players prepared for a game like that with so much on the line? It's against Northwest, a team that has had your number. They've had everybody's number over the last several seasons. How do you make your players believe that they can hang in that game?
We just prepare, you know, one game at a time. You know, as the old cliche goes, and you know, we've had some really close games. Like when we had talked about the week leading up to Carroll, we had played them really tight in several football games, and just hadn't gotten over the hump yet. Had to do just a little bit more, and we talked about that in preparation. That, you know, if you want something you've never had, you got to do something you've never done, and so we needed to prepare a little bit different, a little bit harder, and expect a little bit more out of ourselves.
Talking with Russ Wells, head football coach at Wichita South. So, what have you made of the City League this year? you know, it seems like there's some depth there, especially with you coming on the way you have at South. We know Capen, East, Northwest are kind of the juggernauts of the last few years. So what has it been like to kind of feel like maybe you're breaking into that group? Is that something that you feel like can last beyond this year? How do you kind of go about building a sustainable program and doing it in the City League?
We knew that going into last year, we were very young at a lot of spots, and we felt that that our guys were going to get a lot of good experience, and that if we took a step forward this year and developed, that we were going to have a pretty good opportunity to be successful this season with some of those sophomores becoming juniors and some of those juniors becoming seniors, and getting the opportunity to develop those guys, which a lot of times for us is the challenge. To be quite honest, because we have a lot of our younger guys are forced into playing pretty early, earlier, say, than at some other schools, and don't get to that time to develop on a JV level, for instance, and we need them to play right away. But we knew that we had the young guys that if they took that next step forward, that we felt like we could be pretty pretty solid at a lot of spots.
Am I right? You went to South High, right?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, what does that mean to be back there? What did you like about the school when you went there? What do you like about it now? I'm sure it's a lot of the same things on that list, but obviously it's a place that you've wanted to spend a lot of time.
Yeah, I'd always coached several places, and I'd always kept an eye on South, even when I was elsewhere. You know, back in the early days of coaching, used to grab the paper on Saturday morning and open it up and read the box scores, and I'd always check in on South. And you know, for a long time, had coaches here that I still knew, and the job came open a few times, and always had kept interest in it. And when it came open this last time, and I had applied, it just felt like the right opportunity for me. And it just means a lot to be back here, because this it was, you know, out here on these practice fields that this is what I decided, where I decided what I wanted to do. You know, that I knew that this is what I want to be. I want to be a football coach. And so it kind of feels right to come back here full circle and to get to do it at the place where I decided to do it.
Is that something that you've always wanted, coach? Like, even growing up and playing as a kid and in high school and stuff, did you always want to be a coach, or did you kind of that just fall into your lap, or after a season you're like, you know what, I think this is something I want to pursue?
It really wasn't until my later years of high school. You know, I thought, well, maybe this is something that I want to do. And then I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to go on and play in college. And after getting to play four more years, it just, you know, you get to be around the game so much, and it becomes such a part of you. You kind of look at it thinking, I might have a hard time walking away from this. And just the camaraderie and getting to work with young people. And that's really when it kind of, the idea just stuck with me, and here I am.
Final moments here with Russ Wells, head football coach at South High. So I was trying to track down your number today. I know I emailed you this morning, but I'm very impatient. And I was thinking about texting Coach Martin at Northwest to see if he had your number, and I was like, that'd be kind of weird. They're playing each other on Friday. But have you guys talked? Do you guys talk much? And just kind of broader than that, what is kind of the football coach fraternity in the City League like? How much do you guys talk?
Oh, sure. We Steve and I talked quite a bit during track season, actually. Because we're both track coaches and we get to see each other pretty frequently. And he was actually one of the first people to text me and congratulate me when we beat Carroll, which was, you know, really, really well received. And that meant a lot. But I mean, it's most of the, you know, the coaches in the city, we all see each other pretty regularly through whatever sport it is, not just football seasons. It's at basketball games. It's during track and, you know, it's we're all right here with each other, and everybody just talks at in services or whatever it is. So yeah, it's just a big fraternity.
Good stuff. We really appreciate your time today. Been a great story. Wichita South 4-0 in the City League, a chance to even win the City League, going against Northwest tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the way. We'll have our eye on the Titans.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks a lot.
There you go.
South High 4-0.
Who'd have thunk it?
Not a lot.
What do you got going on over there? What are you looking at?
I got a little shirt.
What? You got a shirt?
Guard the land.
And I didn't even get like a burger or fries or a pizza?
Look at that.
And you got a shirt?
Look at that nice shirt right there.
Oh,
from Mike
no.
Furches, one of my best buds.
Guard the land. Does anybody have any idea what that could be about?
And we play at home tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. We got to guard that land.
Are you taking your shirt with you now to Vegas?
I guess I have to.
Are you going to wear it to the concert?
Maybe.
Ooh.
I usually don't go Eagles clothing at Eagles concerts.
Well,
we'll see.
You could probably get away with the guard shirt considering they'd be playing that night.
Do you want to know the last four scores between Northwest and South?
I want to hear them?
I didn't want to bring this up.
Do I want to hear them?
If you're a South person, you might want to close your... Close your ears. Last year, 70-7. The year before that, 79-8. The year before that, 63-22.
Huh?
And the year before that, 63-0.
I got a feeling it'll be a little closer.
I hope so.
I got a feeling it's going to be a little closer this
year. I really hope so.
I did too.
I want South to compete in that game. Maybe they win. I mean, crazier
you
things
don't
have happened.
Know. It's sports.
You just don't.
You don't know. You can assume and think you know what's going to happen. You get out there, and I can't say what I was going to, but stuff changes.
What were you going to say?
It could, well, stuff was close, started with the same letter. But
that makes sense. We're ready to talk some pop culture, I guess. Mike showed up decked out in his Tennessee orange.
Third week in October.
Uh-huh. And brought you a shirt.
Brought me a shirt. Looks good. Looks nice.
Brought me nothing.
Brought you nothing. I thought maybe...
Nothing but a headache is all he brought me.
It's like Bob. You know, we wonder where you're at.
I'm only talking to Max the next three segments.
All right. That makes sense. I heard, before we get to our friend Mike Furches, I heard from one of my biggest fans during the break who wanted to just shower me with praise over our... Over my real interview with the South coach, Russ Wells.
Why? What are you talking about?
Am I
missing something?
I heard from one of my fans, who I hear from never, but let's just pretend like I hear from him a lot. It's none other than former Shocker number 31, Ron Baker.
Oh, well, how about that?
I was thinking of him the other day, actually.
Did he go to South?
No, he went to Scott City.
But, yeah, that's what I thought. So why is he – what's going on?
I just – like I said, he's one of my fans. What do you do?
Well, I apologize. I'm so sorry.
These texts happen.
I'm trying to put the pieces together here.
Yeah, that's all
what, that's what I do.
We all have faults, and we just found out one of Ron's.
Yeah.
I was thinking
– Now I'm kind of worried about Ron a little bit. Like, did he get concussed a lot when he was playing or what was happening here?
I don't know.
Ron, are you all right, buddy? Yeah. I hope things are well.
Playing.
Just take a minute, go sit in the couch for a second, think, gather your thoughts, put them together correctly.
I was literally thinking about Ron Baker the other day because I'm about to go see the Eagles. And the last time, not the last time, but a recent time last year I was about to see the Eagles was at Madison Square Garden where he played for the Knicks. And I texted him, I need to find a Ron Baker jersey or something to wear. I never did find one. I found them, but they were too hard to order. Anyway, I was like, I doubt I ever hear from Ron Baker again. That's kind of just a little out of my celebrity range,
right?
Of people who would just randomly text me.
Right.
But he did.
How wrong you were.
And today, of all days.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Right when we're on the air.
Look at how happy you are. You got a guard shirt. Texting you, telling you what a good job you're doing. Although we didn't see the text, so we really don't know for sure.
Well,
if you believe it in your heart, that's fine.
I just put one of my friends in my phone as Ron Baker to make me feel better.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes more sense.
Well, actually,
that friend doesn't text him very often, obviously.
He was just listening in to hear the pop culture segment today. That's what he's doing.
That's probably what it is. What do you have to offer? What have you been paying attention to? We've got the new television season on, but I saw your Facebook post. You kind of want to talk about October activities and pumpkin patches.
Well, there is a new show that's on. I think it's Scavenger.
I don't know.
Is the name of it Tracker? It's named Tracker. It's on CBS. It's actually really good.
Good station, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it is actually really good. So today, usually the third week in October is Tennessee, Alabama, and then there's always the Halloween stuff that's coming up too.
Tennessee. Well, how are they going to do kind of the favorite in that game? I don't know if they'll be betting favorites, but Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. They struggled with South Carolina.
Well, Vanderbilt's good this year.
Vanderbilt.
No, they're not Vanderbilt. They're good. They beat Alabama, and they have had a couple of really good games. But I'm shocked at how well Vanderbilt's doing this year.
Are you shocked?
I'm shocked.
At a team that is that beat Virginia Tech, lost to Georgia State, and Missouri, okay.
Barely lost to Missouri.
Yeah, but they lost. And they lost to Georgia State. But go ahead.
And the Eagles have lost a Grammy or two, but we won't put them down.
No, they haven't. They've claimed all the – well, I think they eventually did claim all their Grammys.
So, I'm looking – I love October. Last week we talked to one of the Thunder guys. I think the guy's in charge of promotions or whatever. And we talked about the new –
He talked with General Manager Joel T. Lamar.
Yes. And we spoke
put some respect on his name for crying out loud.
Well, I'm not the biggest of the hockey guys like Duda over here. But it was a great interview because he was asking me questions about the Terrifier series. And so I went to see it. Oh, my goodness. I actually saw it twice. I took my wife once, and I don't know why I took her the second time to see it because she sits there with her eyes closed the whole movie.
Well, why is that if you can't even watch it?
I'm telling you,
Why do you even take her? Does she want to go?
It's torture. It's just torture.
So you brought her back again.
No, I didn't take her the first time. I went by myself the first time.
She can't close her eyes much. She won't become desensitized to the violence.
It was horrible. I don't mean it's horrible in regards that it's bad. It's just it's so gruesome. It's bad in a new vernacular kind of way. It is the goriest movie I've ever seen.
Well, that's saying something.
You've seen a few movies in your day.
I thought Darkness by Leif Janker out of Wichita, Fangoria had that as one of the goriest of all time. But
What do horror movies, I guess on some level I can understand why they exist, but what do they satisfy within you artistically? Because you're a person who looks at movies critically. You review them. You talk about them with knowledge, and
you're making an assumption. I watch movies to have fun, to have a good
just
time.
Just go along with it. I heard from Ron Baker, so I'm somebody now. Just pretend my questions.
You're somebody.
The premises are accurate.
I think most people know about my faith and stuff to some extent. I think of all genres of movies, there is none more spiritual than horror. I mean, even in this new one, there's a...
Oh, but you go to have fun. Now we're starting to get a little too serious.
Well, no. There are clearly overt spiritual themes in horror movies. And this one right here on Terrifier 3, first of all, that there's three Terrifiers, which is really kind of a misnomer because there were three short stories that did real well that they made into a movie before Terrifier. So there's actually six Terrifiers.
They're growing. Yeah.
He is the new Michael Myers. He is the new Freddy Krueger. And he makes Freddy Krueger look like something you see on the Disney Channel on a Saturday morning during kids' hour. I mean, Art the Clown.
That sounds pretty scary.
Freddy growing up.
I don't think it's necessarily scary. It's just it's hard to watch. It's so gruesome. I've never seen a movie that is
again.
As
what is fun about that?
I don't know. I've never liked horror movies.
Just to watch the way the guts fall out or the way the hatchet's going to hit the head. You know, all those kind of things are just things you might need to know in real life just in case.
Yeah, because if I see it on myself, then I'll know what's going to happen next. I guess. They're falling out. Oh, what's next? Oh, I got about 8 seconds.
The fact that the Thunder GM talked me into going to see it opening night, that says something about him as well.
I could get into that, but I'm not gonna.
I kind of want you to be honest. Do you have anything for Mike on those lines or any others?
No, how do you top that?
You don't really.
It's about the Dylan movie, Mike.
It looks really good. The new Bob Dylan movie that's coming out that talks with him and Carole King and some stuff. Yeah, it looks. I was real skeptical at first, And then the more previews I've seen, the trailers I've seen, and then the interviews I've seen about it, and then the fact that Dylan was somewhat involved in it, it leaves me a little bit of hope that it might be. Because the early Dylan, pre-Electric, you know, I knew Mickey Jones. Mickey was the band's drummer. He played drums for Dylan on the Electric tour. And Mickey died here a few years ago. But most people know Mickey from the Breath Savers commercial and then from Tool Time with Tim Taylor. And but Mickey played drums for Dylan on that Electric
tour. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Mickey who?
Mickey, when I say Mickey Jones? Yeah, well, Mickey Jones.
Mickey
yeah.
Jones?
Yeah.
With Tool Time?
Yeah.
That was Richard Karn.
No, you're thinking somebody
Are
else.
Are you thinking about the...
He did the Breath Savers commercial. One of the most...
The K&B band?
Oh, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, was he on...
But he that whole tour with Dylan, which they seem to
he
go
was on,
into,
the, is, I don't. You're confusing.
It's
me,
an amazing when Dylan went electric. That yeah, is an amazing musical moment.
Doesn't it go up to that? I thought I saw.
It goes up to that. Yeah, yes, I so. Yes, it does. So I'm actually looking real forward to it. And there's some good movies that are coming out that I'm looking forward to. But that's on the top of my list right now to see is the new Dylan movie.
Well, there you have it.
We haven't seen any movie. We watched Deadpool Wolverine, which I really wasn't that impressed with. But it's what you expect.
It's schmuck, yeah.
Yeah, it's what you expect. We've started watching a couple just series on TV, High Potential. Really good. It's kind of it's comedy, you know, who killed who, that sort of thing's really good. And then we watched the pilot of Matlock. Because I remember Matlock as a kid.
With the Kate, what's her, I can't think of her name. She's a great
Kathy
actress.
Bates.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah. And it was fantastic.
You have to see the ending to show the homage.
Exactly.
At the show. And if you sit through the whole thing, it's like, this isn't Matlock, this isn't. And then if you wait for the ending, it's like, oh my goodness, what a wonderful homage to Andy Griffith in the original series. And it's well worth watching. It's
and
a
then
good
it's,
show.
You know, obviously it's going to have that tied in throughout the season, which is kind of what I like. I like those shows that they have a show, but there's something that always ties in to something that's going to come up later on. But we watched it, and my wife's like, "Well, do you want to watch it?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll try it out." And then I watched it, and I'm like, "Okay, And then the next one doesn't come out until like 2 weeks later.
It's late. Yeah, that's how they did with Tracker, but some of the Tracker stuff is out now. And the way I watched it is I watched the previews on, I think it's Paramount Plus, that had Tracker and it had Matlock as well. And I thought, I'll go ahead and watch it, see what it's like. And I was very pleasantly surprised with Matlock as well. There's some good televisions coming out right now, and the fact that CBS and some of the networks are doing some of it is admirable to see. Excuse me, to see that.
Yeah, no, we enjoyed it, and we thought we'd have another one, but it's not out yet.
Isn't
so yesterday
so
we were
though?
Mad because, or 2 days ago because it was finally an evening where we didn't have a sporting event to go to in the last 6 weeks.
For those that don't know who Kathy Bates is, if you've ever seen the movie Misery.
Yeah, well, I know who it is.
There's the infamous scene there where the dude's in the bed.
Oh, the ankle scene. Oh.
One of the most gruesome.
What are you guys talking about? I've kind of checked out over
you've
here.
You've never seen Misery.
I've never seen. Of course I've never seen
He's
Misery.
He's never seen Misery.
Why would I want to watch Misery?
It was made in your lifetime.
Yes.
So what? Why would I want to watch that?
Because it's good.
You got to watch it.
Because it's one of the great actresses of this generation, and maybe those are some reasons.
Kathy Bates?
Yeah, she was also
Andy
Farrell
Fowler's
mom.
She's one of the great actresses of the generation.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory.
Kathy's pretty good, man.
How many Oscars?
She's the new Matlock. She's pretty good.
She's the new Matlock. He didn't hear you.
No, I know. He
did you say it?
Yeah,
we've been talking about it for like 2 minutes.
I told you I checked out. I'm over here trying to figure out Las Vegas. I'm not here.
Talk to me off the air, and I'll tell you a couple places to go to have some fun in Vegas.
I'm going to the Sphere, man.
I know. Have you not seen the show yet?
No, I've not.
You've not seen it? You're in for a treat.
Well, you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I did. I got this 85-inch screen TV that I watched it on. The whole show's on YouTube.
Well, that's not being at the Sphere. I don't like that. Take that back.
Jeff's going to go home and watch it tonight now.
I'm already,
guaranteed.
You think I haven't watched it?
YouTube and watch it.
Are you looking forward to it?
Of course I'm looking forward to it.
For the Eagles or for the Sphere or both?
Yes.
Isn't it the same show,
Jeff, that you've seen
over?
No, I've not seen a show at the Sphere. Again.
And who says
that to somebody? Like,
I'm just wondering.
Oh, just be prepared because it's really like steep in there.
Yeah.
I know. I'm on the floor, though, so it doesn't matter.
Sorry, Big Wheel.
Oh, wow.
$16,000 for a ticket.
Aren't we special, Ron Baker?
And rented a cargo van, but I spent $16,000 on a ticket.
There's the Ron Baker text, and now there's this. Oh, my goodness.
The kid's rolling
in the presence of greatness.
Steve?
He's rolling
I'm at eye level with Don Henley.
He's right on the floor. Bam will look down, see him, and go,
"God, we played this gig." Do I leave for Dallas on Friday?
For ELO?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Why not? Because I can't get cheap tickets. That's one reason.
Maybe you will the day of.
Yeah.
I mean, at least drive down there. It's not a bad drive.
It's not a bad drive.
It's kind of stressful. I don't like driving down.
Dallas is not a fun place to drive.
Either. No, it's awful.
It's off the worst.
Terrible.
It's the worst.
Is Bev still in ELO?
No. No. So the only reason I remember ELO left is Jeff Lynne. But he was ELO. I mean, in the last three records that they've done, or three CDs, whatever you want to call it now, he's played everything and done everything on it. All the vocals, all the music.
I remember seeing ELO Part 2 or whatever they called
it. With Bev Vaughn, they had Nick Kaminsky and all those guys. They were actually more ELO members in ELO 2 than they are in ELO.
Looking for Honest Men, I think, was there.
Yeah. And they were not a bad band. No. You know, I would love to see Nick Kaminsky.
So I'm at the Roxy.
Wow, that'd have been a place to see him.
Yeah.
And I played the Roxy once when I was with Rob Castles way long, long time ago. That's been your 1980s. The Roxy was it's kind of like Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. It's kind of the place.
All right, then. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
We got a lot done in that segment.
We sure did.
I'd ask you to stick around, but I don't really want you to.
No, I want to stick around, Mike.
You got to start next time. And a bottle of black.
I don't know why you want to leave. You can stick around as far as I'm concerned.
With that comment,
you just got overruled, kid.
Duda, next time I'm bringing you a bottle of Blackberry Crown.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Yeah, you are.
Jeff will sit there and just wet his mouth.
I'll give him one shot and he'll be on the floor.
Probably. That's accurate. All right, stay with us. Hour 2 coming up on Bob and Jeff, KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Say, kids, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Welcome back. There we are. Hour number 2 of Bob and Jeff. I am out after today, headed to somewhere.
Do you know where you're going?
I hope so.
Oh. You can bring as much luggage as you want.
Well, now I'm starting to wonder. I've heard...
About what?
I've heard from someone who said, don't get a car. But we're not staying on the Strip. But the closest...
Dude, I honestly never get one when I'm out there. It's easier to just pay for a cab. And then half the time, if you're out, you're going to walk around anyway. You're not taking a cab to go from one hotel to another. I honestly wouldn't. I've never rented one anytime.
But you stayed on the Strip.
True.
I'm not staying on the Strip. Staying pretty close.
Yeah, you can take an Uber to the Strip.
Yeah, like, honestly, it'll probably work out price-wise. It might even be cheaper.
Don't drive there. It's awful
to drive through there. I'm trying to help you
on this. Well, then I'm going to have to be in a car. Why not be driving the car? What's the difference?
Wait till you get there.
Okay, but just tell me, though.
It's driving through. If you're going to be going to the Strip in that area, driving through there, it's a madhouse. It's literally a madhouse. When you get out of the Sphere and trying to get your vehicle out of a parking spot to get back to where you're going, I wouldn't want to do it, especially when you've never been there and driving there. You don't want to do it. Save the money from the car and use it for cabs or Ubers. 100%. And if someone disagrees with me, then give us a call.
But I could walk to the monorail station.
And take that. We used to use
that. Half hour.
To walk?
Yeah.
Well, that's a ways.
I know.
I would, honestly, we never do. We never got a car because I do not want to drive in that city. I don't like Dallas, and Vegas is right there. Yeah. It's right there.
All right, well, I'll tell my wife.
That would be my suggestion. Yeah, I don't know how much your rental is going to be for the two, 3 days.
Rental cars were like 100 and something bucks.
They're ridiculous. It's ridiculous to rent a car. When I go back to Canada.
It's like $80 a day. Wow.
So you got 160 plus a little interest, $200.
It's 3 days, so it was like $240, $250.
So $300.
Oh, it happened to used to be like $30 a day for rental.
We go to Canada now, and it cost me literally for the 10 days we're there, it cost me like $1,300, $1,400. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
You could buy a new car and rent it.
Well, might as well. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right,
that'd
then.
Be my suggestion.
Okay.
You guys do what you want, but my suggestion, and it's a lot easier.
So how hard is it to park on the strip?
You can't.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Okay.
You can't.
The casinos.
So then you're
going to
have to find somewhere and you're going to pay for parking.
Yeah. They used to be free to park in
not,
the casinos.
And it's not like $10.
Yeah. All right.
Remember they used to be free to park in any casino? Free. Now.
And now nothing. No. Nobody. Anywhere. And if you do find one, you're going to be a 30-minute walk from where you want to go.
You'll be at the Orleans.
Honestly, for what you're going to spend on that, I would yield just Uber and taxi, man. Seriously.
Deal, fine, great.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then if you can walk to some places, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's not going to be cold out or anything, so.
This is true. All right, what do you have?
Well, do you guys want to, you want a game?
I guess we do now.
Okay, so I'm going to, here's how it works. It's just going to be, it's a trivia game, but I'm going to allow you to pick your own subjects.
Okay.
So I got 10 possibilities. Max, since you're the defending champion, you can pick out of these 10 which category you want, okay?
Once he picks that category,
out.
Okay.
Well, you can pick it, but I guarantee you won't.
Oh.
NFL, NBA, baseball, NASCAR, kids sports, F1 trivia, World Cup, softball, NHL, WWE.
Oh, boy.
I'll go NHL.
I've already popped up NHL.
Nice.
Because I knew that's what you'd take. And Jeff, which one do you want?
I'll go. I don't think he'll go baseball on the way back, so I'll go WWE.
I know. I already popped it up, too. What a shocking surprise. All right. We got music, Max?
Sure. Why not? Let me
find something. So I'm still unclear about whether I can pick the category he picks.
You said, can. If you want NHL?
No, I'm just saying. You said, like, once he plays
once
that
you,
question.
No, he gets all NHL questions. You get all WWE questions.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. So you're going to just
get... So we're not picking like back and forth.
No.
Okay.
You're going to get WWE questions
gonna be
and he gets NHL questions.
It's going to be a whitewash.
Well, it might be. So, Max, since you are the champion,
yeah.
Your first question, I'd be very disappointed if you don't get this one.
Me too.
Which team is often referred to as the Habs?
The Montreal Canadiens.
You are correct,
nice.
Sir. That's one for Max. Did you know that, Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff, who is often referred to as the Texas Rattlesnake?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You are correct. This could be an interesting battle here today.
I'm not going to miss
it's
any
like
of these.
Not like the presidents.
You shouldn't miss any of these. No, the presidents probably
oh
be a little
God.
Bit tougher.
I had nightmares last night.
Who holds the record for most goals in a single season?
Wayne Gretzky.
You are correct.
99.
All right, do any
think
of these get tough?
The boys, well, I'm sure some. I don't know. I don't know enough about wrestling. Which wrestler is known for his phrase, "You can't see me"?
John Cena.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you might have a real easy
I'm
one
not
going to
miss it.
If you miss any, I think
I'd
I might...
be stunned.
I think I might just make you lose. Oh. See, Max is going to get a couple that are going to be a little tougher. Which team won the Stanley Cup in 1994, breaking a 54-year drought?
I get to steal?
94. 54-year drought?
Yeah.
You should know this.
You should.
Yeah, because you should know this one.
God, I can't think. 94. Oh.
Come on, Max. You can do it. I know you can do it.
Time?
Couldn't be the Kings.
Well, no, it's not the Kings because it wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know this, Jeff?
I
of course.
Don't I don't know. I can't think. I can't remember.
You don't know.
In 94?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I
thought you'd know this one. I thought that would... I thought
Rangers.
You are correct, Jeffrey. The New York Rangers. Man.
Mark Messier.
Oh, they beat New Jersey.
Brian Leach.
Oh. Yeah, I was surprised you didn't get that one.
Well, they beat Vancouver in the finals, right?
Well, the New Jersey series was that's when Messier made the prediction
yep.
We will win this. Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Embarrassing.
I know this because I was watching McMahon.
Okay.
Who defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30, breaking his undefeated streak?
Brock.
You are Lesnar. Correct.
You've been watching McMahon, huh?
It's interesting because I used to watch it. So I kind of, then you get the background stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was interesting. All right, Max. Okay, here's a gift for you. Which player is named the Great One?
Wayne Gretzky.
Good job, Max. Adam,
where do you get this quiz?
Out of Battle Back. Well, I mean, they're not supposed to be like super tough. Do you want me to make them like super tough that you don't never get any, or do you want to get a whole bunch?
I would rather.
No,
there
we
be
don't
a
want
mix.
That president's deal.
Which pay per view event is best known for its ladder, chair, and table matches?
TLC.
You are correct. Shouldn't have let Jeff pick this category. whatever. Doesn't matter. Which goaltender is known for his butterfly style?
Grant Fuhr.
No! Grant Fuhr had the biggest five hole in the world. I'm going to give you another shot at this. He also was a coach.
Grant Fuhr, I thought he pioneered
Grant
the
Fuhr
butterfly.
He had the biggest five hole in the world. He could have drove a truck through that thing.
I don't know, Brodeur then.
Patrick Roy,
right? Yeah.
Patrick Roy.
Royzy.
Roy.
I got to try to find something that might stump. I don't think I'll ever I don't think I'll ever stump.
You won't.
Who won the first ever Royal Rumble?
Well, that depends. The first one on pay-per-view was won by Big John Studd.
It's the first one ever.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You are correct. Good gracious. Spend some different. Time watching a movie or two. Misery, Slapshot, like throw some energy somewhere else, man.
I get it. I don't think I can. This is not stuff I tried to go out and accumulate, right? No. This isn't knowledge I wanted to have necessarily. I just do.
Well, that's quite interesting.
It's stuff that sticks with you more than other sports, maybe.
All right, Max, this one might be a little tough. Max's are tougher. Which player scored the golden goal in the 2010 Olympics for Canada?
I want to say Sidney Crosby, but...
You are correct.
Good job, Max.
Attaboy, Max. You're hanging in there, kid. Proud of you. Jeff.
Yeah.
Which female wrestler is known as the Queen?
Charlotte Flair.
Oh, this is awful. Like, you can't even get tough ones in the WWE.
But do like an AI tough quiz or
something.
I'm
not doing. No, it's too. That's tough. Too tough for me to figure out.
I know it is.
Which NHL player holds the record for most career points, Max?
Wayne Gretzky.
You are correct.
Is there any question that's not Wayne Gretzky?
Well, is there any WWE questions that you're not going to know?
No.
Who was the first WWE Universal Champion?
Finn Balor.
Ah! And he gets that one. The kid's on fire.
So good.
Interesting. All right, what trophy is awarded to the NHL's best defenseman?
The Norris Trophy.
You are correct.
Good job, Max. I don't
Max
know.
Max is only down...
is Vesnia goalie?
Down seven, no, you're down 7-6, but Jeff has the extra question still.
Yeah.
Vezina is the goalie. Good job, Vezina. Jeff.
Vezina. He stole one, though.
I didn't give it to him. You can't steal in this. Doesn't work that way.
Next.
In which city is the WWE headquarters located?
Stamford, Connecticut.
How do you know that? Like, come on. This is just not even fair.
Try to find one.
I am trying to find one that I got out here. I don't know enough about it.
You're not gonna.
Oh, here you go. You're still in it, Max. Which team plays at home? It's home games at Madison Square Garden.
The New York Rangers.
Good job, Max. You're still there.
Unreal.
All right, Jeff.
You can't stop me.
I don't think I'm... If you get one wrong, I think we might just say you lose.
Okay.
Which team was known as the Brothers of Destruction?
Undertaker and Kane.
Oh! Oh! Just boring for the kid.
It is boring.
It's just boring.
I want a challenge.
Well, I don't know how to challenge you. What is the nickname for Detroit's NHL team?
The Red Wings.
There you go, Max.
Are you giving them all the easy ones on purpose?
No, I'm just going down the list. Obviously, these are all easy. See, isn't it? Sometimes it's fun to actually get lots of questions
right. For
right.
You, I want to be challenged.
Nah, I like to get questions right.
I know you do. It's boring
Whose
for others.
Entrance music begins with the sound of breaking glass?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ah, there it is.
He's the Wayne Gretzky of this category.
He is Wayne Gretzky of this. What is the Nick? I already did that one. Go down. Which team became the first from the U.S. to win the Stanley Cup? See, that's tough. Because that's a long time ago.
It's got to be one of the original six.
It's not.
Okay, then it's not.
And it's a team that wasn't even around for years. But they are now. In the United States.
Yes, I'm trying to think of the original.
That weren't in the league for like 30 years.
Yes. I don't know the...
Man, I like going out west.
Washington.
Is it the Kings?
I don't know.
Seattle.
Really?
Yeah. Seattle Metropolitans.
Wait, what?
They had a team way back.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Kraken were.
No. The first team to win a Stanley Cup from the U.S.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to give you hints.
Next.
Oh, you just can't wait.
Here, I'll give you
which wrestler's autobiography is titled Have a Nice Day?
Mankind, Mick Foley.
Oh, jeez. Like, okay, good. Thank you.
You can read my writing.
Yeah, well, that could be interesting as well.
Where'd you find this question, Max?
I just thought of it. I knew it.
Okay.
What if it's wrong?
It's going to be right.
He'll get it. He knows.
Which coach holds the record for most career wins?
Scotty Bowman.
You are correct.
There you go.
He went to every team that was loaded except Buffalo.
Well, that's a good coach, Phil Jackson.
Yeah. How'd he do as a GM? Oh, he's a bunch better than Red Auerbach. Yeah, how'd you do with the Knicks, Phil?
What wrestler appeared in Cyndi Lauper's just...
Captain Lou Albano.
See,
huh? See, that was easier than mine, I think. This is ridiculous. Which player scored 5 goals in 5 different ways in a single game?
Oh, I know there 5 different ways than scoring a goal?
He scored an even strength goal, a shorthanded goal, a power play goal, a penalty shot, and an empty net goal all in the same game.
Wow.
Not Daryl Sittler.
Nope. Probably the second best player and could have been the best player ever. But
Mario Lemieux.
You are correct.
Couple more. We got to go to break.
We do?
Yeah.
Which wrestler had an iconic entrance with a lantern in a dark arena?
Bray Wyatt.
You are correct.
I know.
Sah!
Break?
I shouldn't even let you do this.
He's very good.
I am.
What? No, Jeff already answered that question. Which team won the Stanley Cup in 2018?
Have to go back.
It was probably one of two.
Washington.
You are correct.
I was going to say Tampa.
Max. Who is known as Mr. Hockey?
Gordie Howe.
You are correct. Max.
Why, Max?
Which NHL player is the all-time leader in penalty minutes?
Ooh, 100
points, 100 pens, 98. This old guy, you like this, out west.
He played out west. He played in Toronto.
No. Oh, Toronto's east, Max.
No, but he played in the Kings, too. I was going to think Dave Tiger Williams.
You are correct.
He's the one that...
Max is now tied with Jeff.
All right, give me the last question.
Jeff gets the last question to possibly get the W. Okay, let's try to find one that's... This is not even fair.
Love Tiger.
It's not.
You
won't.
What is...
Come on.
Which event... No, that's not. What is the real name of Kane?
Glenn Jacobs.
Nah, jeez. Okay, Jeff. Which wrestler used the finishing move Sweet Chin Music?
Shawn Michaels.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. Who is nicknamed the Phenomenal One?
AJ Styles.
Okay, Jeff. Who was known for his catchphrase, woo?
Ric Flair.
Jeff, which superstar's entrance theme was Voices?
Randy Orton.
Jeff, the kid's on fire. Who is the longest reigning WWE champion in the modern era?
Modern era? That's tough. Bruno Sammartino.
Incorrect.
Hulk Hogan. Then.
Incorrect.
What's the modern
CM
era?
CM Punk.
What's the modern era?
I don't know, but you got one wrong, Max. By default, is the champion. What? And we'll go to break.
What wrestler had the heart punch?
What does that even mean? Heart punch was Harley Race, I think.
He's so mad that he didn't get a tough one. He gets a tough one wrong, and now he's whining.
There's Ox Baker and Stan Stasiak.
Okay.
Well, he's good. He knew all those wrestlers. I like it.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll come back and talk with Thunder forward Jay Dickman.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Wichita Thunder. Hockey opening night is this Friday. The Thunder take on the Kansas City Mavericks at 7:05. You can get the opening night four-pack, four tickets, and a $10 merch voucher starting at $80. Visit WichitaThunder.com, and we'll talk to one of their players right now, beginning his sixth season with the Thunder, forward out of Minnesota, Jay Dickman. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well also. How eager are you to get this season going? What is the off season been like for you, and what have you done over the last few weeks, you and the guys, to get ready for this?
I'm very excited to get the season going. You know, it was a little bit longer off season this year. Spent a lot of time coaching, training, just getting ready for the season. And, you know, we've been working on a lot of systems, just getting acclimated to everybody. You know, we got a few new guys, a lot of the core coming back, which is good. And then just getting used to guys coming down and getting ready for Friday night.
Jay, what do you do in the off season? You know, by hockey standards, you know, you're 31 years old now. Is it, you find it a little bit tougher to kind of get into shape before you get into camp, or you still keep yourself in good shape? I know when I was playing, I was never in good shape, and you can ask Clayton about that if you want.
I find different ways. I went to school for exercise science, so like I do different activities. You know, I'm on the ice usually for 7 hours a day helping kids. And then I usually go golf, walk 18 holes. It's a great cardio that people don't know about. But besides that, that's go on the bike, rollerblade. Have some really nice rollerblading paths back home, and just kind of if it's a really nice day, I go out and go for like a 10-mile rollerblade, and keeps it nice and. Nice and calm for me. You know, I don't lift a ton of heavy weights anymore. It's a lot of band exercises, mobility, trying to stay away from the wear and tear on my joints, and be able to withstand a long 72 games and hopefully playoffs.
Yeah, and Jay, I was just kind of you kind of hit on the point I was going to ask you, but you know, years ago it was always, oh, you got to get the gym, you got to do weights, and then it's kind of went to more. Core activities and that sort of thing. Do you find that helps you and other players right now when you're just doing more core things, like you said, with bands and staying away from the weights? Does that help you get into shape a little bit better? And I got to think that it probably helps with injuries as well throughout the season.
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of science behind it. If you put a bunch of weight on your back, you got to also think about the gravity that's pushing down as well. And it's just not great on your bodies. So now it's a lot of band mobility, light weights, a lot of repetition. So with a lot of repetition, you're getting the cardio, and you're also building that stamina in your muscles. And it's a thing that's going to prolong a lot of careers. You know, back in the day, guys would only be able to play for till they were 33, something like that. Now you can even see like in football and whatnot. It obviously depends on the sports you play. But now you got guys in your high 30s, low 40s still playing professional sports because of the non-wear and tear of the new technology, you know, you have a base strength, and when you're using those bands, you don't lose any of the muscle. It's pretty hard to lose that muscle. So it's flexibility. And then I do a lot of core work because, I mean, everything in your entire body runs through your core and your glutes.
Geez, well, where were you when I was playing? You could have told me I could have just golfed every day and been okay.
not many guys like to go to the golf course and walk 18 holes. But, you know, it's something I love to do is go golf. Kind of clears your mind. You're out in the nature. But then you kind of just walk it, and it usually turns out to be like a 6-7 mile walk throughout the course. If you do that multiple times a week, you're getting a good little workout in.
Absolutely. Jay Dickman, our guest from the Wichita Thunder. So you said you're going back to school. I thought I heard a science in there somewhere too. Was that right?
No, not going back to school. I already have 2 degrees and a minor. So I've already I won't go back to school ever again.
Okay. I misheard then. I apologize. So yeah, now that you are kind of in your sixth season beginning with the Thunder, you got you've been from your mid-20s to your early 30s. How have you changed kind of personally and kind of on the ice since then, especially? You've always been one of this team's best players. I'm sure they've been looking to you as a leader for most of that time. So how have you tried to change and evolve your game as well?
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about evolving games and stuff, but, you know, I stick to what I do. You know, I play down low, play in front of the net, and play sound defensively, kill penalties. It's not as hard to stay with it. You know, it's one of those things that I love it. I love the game. And, you know, the day that I show up to the rink and I'm not happy is the day I'll probably be done. But I don't know when that day will come because I'm itching every year to get back into the swing of things. You know, summertime I get a little crazy. Not being able to play, see the guys, play games and stuff like that. But it's just it's kind of a mindset thing. And you gotta keep your mind on straight, and obviously like you need time to clear it. But I do a pretty good job of just keeping up with the evolving of the young players and keeping up with that speed. That's probably the biggest aspect is the skating, but there's other ways to get around that, and that's using your brain. If you get a high IQ, you can keep up with the game pretty well.
Jay, talk about some of the guys that you got coming in, some of the guys that are still that are returning. You know, like you mentioned earlier, you think you got a pretty decent core coming back. What's this team looking like? Is it going to be a little bit more offensive, a little bit more defensive? Or are you trying to be a little bit, obviously you want to be based on a little bit of both, but what are you seeing early on in camp?
Yeah, early on in camp, you know, we got 3 stellar goalies right now. And goalies with 2 goalies with some good experience in pro hockey and a young kid right now. And then there's young goalie. And then our D core is very good, very solid. You know, we got some size back there. We got some small guys that are shifty and offensive. And up front, you know, you got Peter Bates back. You got Mikael Stanell back. You know, 2 very offensive players that work well together. And you got Dylan Boucher, Jake Wallen coming back where they set that tone. You know, Bush is going to hit everything in sight. Jake plays with a lot of pace up and down the ice. And we got some young college kids that came in, and they're looking really good. And then, you know, we have our players that got sent down from San Jose, and they're looking really good. They're young, offensive, 2 big forwards, skate well. So, you know, it takes time with the young guys, you know, acclimating to the game. And that's kind of where, like, I step in and try to try to help them acclimate quicker, you know, and excel faster. As it took me a little bit of time to get the feel of the game. And so whatever I can do to help them get ready for the season faster is what I'm going to do. Just talk to them. If they ever have questions, they know how to come to me, and it works out nice. And I think we're all ready for Friday. Everyone's itching to play.
Absolutely, no doubt. And we appreciate your time, Jay. We know what you mean to the franchise and you know, the level at which you've excelled throughout your time here in Wichita. We look forward to seeing you do that again. The season begins Friday against Kansas City. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks a lot. You too. Did you hear him say he was going to school?
He's already went to school.
But did you hear him say that? When you asked him what his offseason was like, I thought he said, I went to school.
I think he said he went to or went for, like he went to school for that is kind of how I took
okay.
It. Does that make more sense?
Yes, that makes much more sense. So my bad.
Well, it should be.
And you flustered me during the interview. I sound like Bob now.
Yeah, you're just whining. Complaining about everything. Yeah, like what's just stop.
I didn't even know.
Just stop. Go to break.
You held up a piece of paper that had like 900 words on it.
Well, you were asking me a question. I got you an answer, and then you didn't want nothing to do with it.
Hold up that paper again. Just no one obviously can see it on the radio. What part of that paper was I supposed to be looking at? Because there's a bunch of words.
This.
There's a yes assistant. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But there's a lot of other words on that piece of paper.
There's no other words except Max and Jeff and the score from the game.
Are those not words?
Is that what you were really worried about?
Absolutely,
oh,
yes.
That's, you're just looking for an excuse.
Well, we'll ask Jay about his assistant coaching experience, player assistant, next time he's on.
There you go.
Beautiful, right?
Happy days.
All right, stay with us. One final segment of Bob and Jeff coming up. It's a Wednesday. Due to here tomorrow with Bob. Up in the air Friday with Bob. To the IHOP hotline and talk to Andy. What's up, Andy?
Jeff and Duda, pleasure to talk to you.
We're here.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to implore you that you take Duda's advice on the grabbing an Uber or a Lyft out in Vegas. It is a completely different world out there. And you will stick out as a sore thumb out there, and you'll be one of the only people that's actually in a car that's not an Uber or Lyft.
Okay, Vegas. We have canceled the rental car, so we won't get to be driving around the cargo van, unfortunately.
But if
we're sticking out like a sore thumb, why is there literally nowhere you can park? Or when Jason says there's no parking, does he mean all the spots are full? In that case, a lot of people are driving. So fill me in.
So, well, Jason is right. So as you get to the strip, there is either no parking or they're charging an insane amount for parking. As you get closer to the Sphere, since the Sphere is new, I'm not quite sure what the parking situation is there. But if the parking situation is anything like the drink situation at the Sphere, and I know, Jeff, that you're not much of an alcoholic drinker, but that's you true. Might want to maybe peek at somebody's bar tab over at the Sphere while you're there. I've heard that the drinks are insanely priced over at the Sphere. You might just want to take a look at that. But on a completely separate topic, have you guys been watching most of the prime time and all of these games that the New York Jets have been featured on this year?
We've disgusting.
Been too many. To Don't so they have another one still left Sunday night?
They do.
Insane.
So if you've watched them, I really don't think that Devontae Adams is going to solve this problem or make them a Super Bowl contender, because really at the end of the day, what they need is help on the offensive line. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they, you know, with Rodgers, he's got Garrett Wilson, and he's always had, you know, when he was in Green Bay, he had Adams, so he had his one guy, and then everybody else was just kind of fill-ins. I don't know what they're expecting Devontae to do. I've watched Devontae the last couple of years. He's lost a step. He's not quite as quick. He's still very good, don't get me wrong. But when you got Garrett Wilson there all of a sudden, and then you're going to add Devontae Adams, I agree with you 100%. I don't know exactly what they're thinking that Devontae is going to make this any better, because Alan Lazard's been really good so far.
I agree. So I think at the end of the day, I am worried based off of seeing that offensive line again this year I have a feeling that Rodgers probably won't be playing a full season. And it's been a shame, not only for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets overall, but if you've noticed Breece Hall, his production this year, he has had literally no prayer for many of the carries that he's had this season. As soon as he's getting the handoff, he's got two and three people in the backfield that are just tackling him for a loss. So it's been affecting the whole team. But anyway, Jeff, have a fun time in Vegas, and you guys have a great rest of the show.
Hey, Andy, real quick, we need more people. Well, he's gone.
Oh, what were you going to ask him?
I was going to say we need more people on the show who can talk sports. Can he replace Bob?
Whoa!
But I didn't get a chance
to
do that.
Guy who's leaving for 4 days obviously can toss that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Should I have been watching the Jets more?
Well, like you said, they're on all the primetime games. That's why
I've been watching baseball.
That's why I've been watching them, because I prefer football. But they're always on.
That's unfortunate.
And it's been awful. Andy's exactly right. Their offensive line is terrible. And the problem with Breece Hall, when he's getting before last week's game, they had Allen in there so much that it was almost like a 60-40. So even if Breece is getting the ball and getting tackled once, he's not getting another opportunity. At least they gave him the opportunity. Hall had a great game last week. He didn't score a touchdown, but he had 111 yards rushing, 56 yards catching with five catches. That's the Breece Hall that you know.
Well, just it's
just I'm tired of watching the Jets. And Sunday night, we got to watch the Jets
against
again.
The Steelers. Like, gross. Like, watch something else.
And
man,
you have San Francisco and Kansas City playing that day. Why is that not the late game?
You have to have one decent game to watch in that 3 o'clock window.
I'd rather just have some games on in the 3 o'clock and then have that one as the primetime game.
Fair, I guess.
Wouldn't you, if there was only one game on, would you rather not watch Chiefs Niners? And I'm not just talking because we're in Kansas City territory.
Well, I have no interest in Jets Steelers
watching football. I would rather watch the Chiefs and Niners from the Super Bowl last year rather than the Jets in Pittsburgh, who Pittsburgh doesn't even know who they're going to start at quarterback this year.
Well, it's going to be like 13-10 or something stupid. I don't want to watch that.
No. So I don't know.
And unfortunately, I'm coming back Sunday. So I might have to watch it. At least if I was out of town, I'd be like, well, I'm out of town. I'm not going to watch it. But I'll be home.
And there'll be no game on that night, right?
That's right.
I don't think there's any games on.
I don't know if the NLCS plays Sunday, but the ALCS certainly does not. They play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming back Monday, Tuesday, potentially, in New York. Hopefully we can get to that.
Well, the Mets do play that night. Mets-Dodgers.
Well,
that's game six, if necessary.
Yeah, I hear you. I know where it's going. Do the Guardians play another game in the Bronx this year?
Right now, man, and I'm sorry, but I'd say no.
You think they're going to lose 2 out of 3 in Cleveland?
They just can't hit. They have no offense.
They have guys who can hit.
But they're not, Jeff.
Right.
I'm not saying they can't. They can hit, but they're not. And they're
Fry
not hitting
hit,
at
Ramirez can hit.
And when they're getting an opportunity with guys on base, they're not getting any hits.
But that's just how it's happened so far. Things change. Especially when you're talking about one game to the next.
I don't know. For you, I really hope they do. For baseball, I hope they do. But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you
I
said
don't
no.
know.
That's...
I don't know. I'm saying if you're telling me I got to pick one, I'm saying no.
All right.
I hope they do.
That hurts my feelings.
I know, but what do you want me to lie to you? Just to lie to you?
Yes, actually.
I know you do, but I can't. I can't do it.
I wish you would.
Well, I can't bring myself to do it. I apologize. I hope they do. I hope you get to watch them while you're out in Vegas. I hope you get to see enough. I hope you get a couple
tomorrow
wins.
Tomorrow they play at 2 Pacific.
2 Pacific. Well, you'll get to watch that. Or don't you have dinner reservations?
Yeah, but not till 7.
Well, you should be okay then.
Right. The game will be 3 hours and we'll head out.
So you'll get there. You go sit in the sports book and watch the game.
No, I'm going to watch the game in my hotel. Are you kidding me?
What?
You want me to get kicked out of Vegas before the concerts?
Oh, Jeff. Max, does anybody... You're going to Vegas. You can watch a game at the sports book. Instead, you're just going to sit in your hotel room.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even consider watching that game in public. You know how many people I'd kill?
You know how many people that are probably Cleveland fans that'll be watching? You could hang out with them?
Don't care.
Unreal. Well, enjoy your time, buddy. I hope you and Shannon honestly, I hope you guys have an enjoyable
Thank
weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If you want to leave a little gift for our anniversary before you head out, please do. All right. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Thanks to our guests who came on. And Bob will be here with Jason tomorrow. Have a good evening. Later.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.